In a Versailles home, about a dozen children and teenagers watch a spirited game of air hockey. But the students are not here to just play games.
So this is the vocal stuff.
Around the corner from the basement game room is the Vocals and Chords Music Studio. 52-year-old Rochelle Holmes faces a group of children ranging in age from 7 to 14.
We're going to do some warm-ups first. Little ones in the front so that you can see.
The vocal studio includes a piano, keyboards, a sound mixing board, microphones, and cameras for streaming. All of it created by Rochelle and her husband Rich in their home. Rochelle is a teacher in Woodford County, a part-time minister, and has 30 years of experience coaching theater performance, piano, and vocal lessons.
I started doing acting and musical theater in particular from a very young age, singing in church choir. I was one of the only 8-year-olds with a bunch of gray-haired people in my church in Huntington, Indiana, and found a love for music.
Rochelle opened her vocal studio 15 years ago. She coaches students from the age of 6 to 75. On this afternoon, the students are practicing improv. Rochelle gives them a scenario with props. In this example, the students are ordering from a deli menu. A couple of the students play customers, one is a barista, and another is the chef. They have about 2 minutes to come up with a skit.
The Baconator.
Okay, Baconator.
Look at this, it's so good!
And so this encourages them to
think on the spot, be able to not be nervous in front of people when they don't know that they're next. And they don't know what's happening. But they also, I love how they work together.
Rochelle says many of her younger students are still recovering from the COVID years when they were isolated and mainly used computers to communicate.
They'll tell me, I love that we get to do these things, slow down, and that you tell us to put our phones in the basket. And, you know, we're not playing games with each other. We're actually talking face-to-face because they don't know how to do that. They don't, COVID, literally, they were learning on computers. They were in chat rooms together.
There's a princess, any princess.
Claire Jones is a 13-year-old vocal and theater student.
After COVID, I think everybody kind of wasn't more socially active, I feel like. Like people, like at least in my generation, kids are always preferring to be on their phones rather than talk to people. But like these fun events that she has here, it really helps kids open up to show who they are and just to kind of help express themselves better. And I think going to Rochelle's has really helped me mold me as a person, and I think I'm a lot more confident in myself now.
Upstairs, there's a piano room where students take lessons. 18-year-old Jacob Robinette says that Rochelle encouraged him to compete in piano at the Governor's School for the Arts, something he says he never dreamed of.
I feel like I've learned a lot from piano about working hard and dedicating myself to something. It's taught me a lot about myself and discipline and what it takes to achieve something.
For Rochelle, success is seeing her students flourish.
They're finding their passion again. They're finding that it's okay to be passionate about what they do, be passionate about music, be passionate about the other things they do in life as well.
That was awesome.
Off the beaten path at the Vocals and Chords Music Studio in Versailles, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.